is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The faithful remembered Pope Francis at a mass in Havana as thousands more paid respects at St. Peter's Basilica. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford.
There are several thousand people in this crowd who were held back for a moment by police, and then the police pulled back the barriers, and there was applause and a real surge of people moving forward, because everybody knows that they could be in a very, very long queue. They could have extremely long waits before they get to enter the basilica and to file past the coffin of Pope Francis.
Dignitaries and heads of state, including President Trump and former President Biden, begin arriving in Rome today ahead of tomorrow's service and burial. Russia's foreign minister has spoken to CBS after President Trump called on Vladimir Putin to stop following this week's deadly strike on Kyiv. Sergei Lavrov tells Face the Nation.
If this was a target used by the Ukrainian military, the Ministry of Defense, the commanders in the field have the right to attack them.
Three different federal judges have issued separate rulings blocking the Trump administration from cutting off funding to schools with diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The president's directives are intended to expand upon the Supreme Court's ruling to end racial preferences on college campuses when it came to admissions. The argument is that DEI practices discriminate on the basis of race against Asians and Caucasian.
Luigi Mangione is expected to enter a not guilty plea at court in New York today after federal prosecutors confirmed intentions to ask for the death penalty in the shooting and killing of United Healthcare CEO. CBS's Anna Schechter.
Attorney General Pam Bondi has previously stated that prosecutors would seek the death penalty in this case and in others like it where there is a federal charge of murder. And that's according to a directive from President Trump.
2 weeks after a family of five from Spain and the pilot were killed when their sightseeing helicopter came apart and crashed in the Hudson River, New York City lawmakers have passed a bill banning non-essential chopper flights from city heliports. Officials in the southern Netherlands say it was an accident. The municipality of Maashorst accidentally dumped 46 pieces of art by Andy Warhol, most likely in the trash during a renovation last year. The BBC's Anna Holligan.
They've been stored in a basement during renovation work at the town hall, and their disappearance only came to light when the municipality carried out an inventory of the paintings.
Dow futures down 34, S&P futures up 18. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 42-year-old Racine man is in custody after police say he held a family of nine hostage during a violent home invasion. Officers shot the suspect during the confrontation, leaving him with minor injuries. He was the only one injured during the incident. Some of the pending charges may be connected to how he treated underage girls during the incident. The officers involved in the shooting are on administrative leave. Kenosha County Sheriff's Office investigators are leading the inquiry. Racine drivers take note, the annual bridge washdowns are coming. The State Street and Main Street bridges will be getting swabbed next week. The State Street lift bridge will close Tuesday from 8 to noon, with the Main Street bridge closing the next day. Detours will be posted as crews clear debris and salt buildup. Run times for the Racine Prom are out. The 2025 post-prom motorcade lineup has been announced, with schools from across the area set to participate Saturday, May 17th. It's again being held at the Racine County Fairgrounds. The procession starts at 5:50 with Union Grove High School and wraps up with Horlick at 8:50. There's info about VIP bleacher tickets and more event details at rotarypostprom.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Packers pick a receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay. Last night at the NFL Draft,
with the 23rd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers, for the first time since 2002, draft a wide receiver. Matthew Golden.
Packers president Mark Murphy, GM Brian Gutekunst on selecting Matthew Golden.
Well, I really sent in a different name, but Mark just announced what he announced, so it is what it is.
Golden's reaction on being the first receiver the Packers picked in the first round since Javon Walker.
It's always been a dream of mine to go in the first round. To know that they haven't picked a receiver since 2002, man, it's truly a blessing.
NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers for Game 3 in their playoff series tonight in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers possible, especially late morning through early afternoon. Our high right around 49. Tonight, partly cloudy, 38. Tomorrow, sunny, 48. By Sunday, sunshine with a high right around 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Pets are animals that are not delicious. I don't think that was by mistake. I think we probably tried to eat all of them. I'm like, okay, these don't taste good, so we'll give these first names and sweaters and we'll hang out with them. And then let's eat the rest. Let's eat these. We even eat birds. I can't believe we eat birds. How did that start? Somebody's like, you see that flying up there? I want to put that in my mouth. Yeah, that looks good. It's covered in feathers. No, no, no. Dude, I'll make it good. I think we're mean to birds, man. Like, I mean, turkeys, we break the wishbone. We've killed the bird. We've cooked it and we've eaten it. Then we're like, you want to break its bones, man? Yeah, yeah, let's break its bones, man. We'll make a wish. What did you wish for? Death to all turkeys.
You know, he buys a diamond ring, you know, she said so. Beatles, I Feel Fine, 609. Local news, Tamla's hits, WRJN. Cloudy chance of showers, highs near 49 today. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 40. Looks like tomorrow and Sunday looks pretty good. Sunny, highs near 49 degrees tomorrow, 54 degrees on Sunday. Liking it. Cloudy, 46 degrees right now at Radio Park. It's a Friday morning. If you're like me, I don't really want to work today.
I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What? What's this?
Uh-oh. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
Yeah, you know how that is, huh? We all don't want to go to work today. It's 610 Local News. Timeless hits with the Chiffons and One Fine Day.
One fine day.
One fine day at 6:12 WRJN. You know this is going to be a bad day. A woman at a popular hiking spot in Washington State dropped her cell phone in the outhouse toilet. Bad enough, huh? Then she falls in head first while trying to retrieve it. She called 911, had to be rescued by firefighters. So what? While she had her head in the toilet, she was still dialing 911 from the phone that fell in? Whoa, that is a bad day, huh? I don't want to go through that day. All of a sudden, mine's looking a lot better. Cloudy chance of showers, 49 the high today. Right now, cloudy, 46 degrees here at Radio Park. Coming up at 7:30 this morning, we're talking movies with Brett Hoffman. And then we go to the draft in Green Bay with Mike Clemens at 8:50.
Look at Molly now, here she come. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing her pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids for throwing finger now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's the devil with a blue dress on. Low hip her say. Number 5, got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, but can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pump singer and I like them like that. Devil with a blue red, blue red. Good golly, Miss Molly. Good golly, Miss Molly. Yeah, so mama call. From the early, early morning to the early, early night. She was Molly rocking at the house of good eyes. Good gal and Miss Molly.
Devil with the blue dress, Mitch Ryder, Detroit Wheels, local news. Timeless Hits here at WRJN. I want to thank you for joining me here on a Friday morning. It's the weekend coming. I'm all excited. They used to say that drinking milk was good for your bones. Well, a new study has found that you may be able to improve your bone health by drinking white wine, huh? Hey, happy Friday to everybody this morning. Here's Pete and the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The latest installment in the I Know What You Did Last Summer franchise will hit theaters this coming summer. Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jennifer Love Hewitt will headline the cast, but there is uncertainty as to whether or not Brandi Norwood will return. Norwood played Love Hewitt's best friend Carla Wilson in 1998's I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, which was the second installment of the franchise. Director Jennifer Caton Robinson hinted that Norwood might be making an appearance, but that people will just have to go see the film, which opens July 18th. The production of Dune 3 has some A-list talent lined up. Variety reports that director Denis Villeneuve is eyeing Robert Pattinson to join the cast. Pattinson would join an all-star cast including Timothy Chalamet, Zendaya, Jason Momoa, Javier Bardem, Rebecca Ferguson, and Josh Brolin. Dune Messiah is scheduled to start shooting in summer of 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Dogs and Cream treats your taste buds by serving up hot dog creations that are anything but ordinary. Craving a classic Chicago dog or something wild like a mac and cheese dog or a pretzel dog, they've got you covered. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Delicious. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20% off on dozens of select items throughout their incredible store. All gummies, disposables, and carts, 20% off. 15 different brands of your favorite vape disposables, 20% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobacco, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe. At the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Keep up to date on the biggest news stories from WRJN and the Racine County Eye. Not only on the air and online, but with our weekly newsletter delivered to your inbox every Thursday. Sign up at our website, WRJN.com.
Todd Rundgren, hello, it's me, 624 Local News. Time to sit here at WRJN. All right, you worry about getting robbed if you have a store or maybe even your home for that matter. Here's a quick way to cut down on theft. A new study found that potential criminals get freaked out by a photo of someone's eyes. They believe they're being watched and are much less likely to steal. So we got to find these evil eyes, you know, some kind of strange looking, you know, odd-looking eyes, a picture of it hanging up in every bank in America. No one's going to rob the place if they see those eyes, right? Yeah, that would freak me out, too. And I'm not robbing anything. 624 Local News, Timeless Hits. WRJN, looks like a cloudy day today. Chance of showers, highs near 40. Nice Saturday and Sunday, sunny both days. Right now, cloudy, 46 degrees in Radio Park with the Drifters.
This magic moment
Another group with a great catalog of hits, Benny King and the Drifters, and this magic moment. 627 local news time. Let's hit to WRJN. Here's an age-old question for you. Should your company give you your birthday as a paid day off? According to this survey, 35% of people say the number one day they don't have off that they wish they had off is their birthday. It beat out every potential extra day off, by the way. So here's what I suggest you do on your next birthday. Before you blow out the candles, make a wish that from now on you'll get off on your birthday, blow out the candles, and let's see what happens. We'll see if that actually works. 627 local news, timeless hits, WRGN. It's time to think.
You better think. Just I ain't no psychiatrist, I ain't no doctor with degrees, but it don't take too much time to see what you're doing to me. You better think about what you're trying to do to me. Yeah, think. Let your mind go, let yourself be free. Oh,
go Aretha and Think. 629 local news, timeless hits for you, WRJM. Want to get ahead of work? All right, get drunk with your boss. A study found that's what you got to do, because when people drink with their boss and coworkers after work, it strengthens their relationships, builds trust, and opens new career opportunities. Before you do any of that, let's run it by HR. I think they'll have something to say about that, don't you? 630 on the noggin. Let's check our morning news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha police were called to Bowes Elementary last week after an 11-year-old allegedly threatened a classmate with a gun and claimed to have thrown out the gun at Columbus Park. Officers located a loaded magazine during their search, but no weapon. Charges are not being pursued by the victim's family. The school district has yet to comment. A big day for Racine Public Works crews is coming up. The department is gearing up for its yearly bridge cleaning, closing the State Street Bridge on Tuesday and the Main Street Bridge Wednesday. The washdowns prevent corrosion. Drivers should prepare for detours during the closures. The Racine County recount in the judge race has led to the same result. Jamie McClendon still claims a win. Incumbent Circuit Court Judge John Fredrickson in the recount gained just 8 additional votes. McClendon, a former public defender turned private attorney, will replace Fredrickson. He was appointed by Scott Walker in 2018. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
At this year's draft in Green Bay, Wisconsin supper clubs are inspiring community action to fight hunger. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you on a Friday. Supper clubs were the theme for the exclusive Taste of the Draft event. Proceeds from Taste of the Draft went to support schools across Wisconsin with nutrition grants. Globally recognized chef Andrew Zimmern was one of the famous faces at the event. Yes, he was serving up some excellent cuisine, but he's also deeply passionate about fighting child hunger. He tells us why supper clubs stand out.
I thought that the idea of doing Wisconsin Supper Club as our theme this year here at the inaugural Taste of the Draft was a brilliant idea. Is there a better food theme in Wisconsin? I don't think so. Wisconsin has preserved their supper club legacy in a way that other states have forsaken their own food culture legacy. And so you can come to Wisconsin and still indulge in that. And people here support them. So I think it's a great showcase for people who come out of state here for the draft to see something this delicious.
About 900 people attended the Taste of the Draft, which kicked off celebrations in Green Bay. Proceeds are supporting 50,000 students across 90 Wisconsin schools. We'll take a look at more farm news next.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Sarbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
If you or someone you know is interested in developing farm-to-school efforts in Wisconsin, nominations are open for the Farm-to-School Advisory Council. Get your nominations into the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection before May 15th. The latest update from the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory is that no one has found the bird flu virus in Wisconsin dairy cows to date. As the flu affects dairy cows around the country, experts want the public to know one thing clearly: pasteurized milk is safe. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
WRJN weather.
Cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers possible, especially late morning through early afternoon. Our high right around 49. Tonight, partly cloudy, 38. Tomorrow, sunny, 48. By Sunday, sunshine with a high right around 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
I remember last Thanksgiving, I go over to my mom and dad's for traditional Thanksgiving dinner, and my mom orders Boston Market. You believe that? Boston Market. But she served it in her own china. Right, so the guests wouldn't know. But my brothers and sisters and I would drop subtle hints. We'd be like, so, Ma, do we get two sides with the turkey? Is it two or is it just the cornbread? What's the policy? She was like, just take what you want and pass it. I was like, you know, can I see your manager? Because I really don't like your attitude at all. And I've been eating here a long time, right?
Supremes, Canary Love. It's 6:38, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, this is odd, but true. The average $1 bill has 3,000 different types of bacteria on it. Some can make you sick. So that's why I only carry 5, 10s, and 20s. I don't want to get sick with those $1 bills. It's going to be a cloudy day today. Chance of showers, highs near 49. Partly cloudy tonight, sunny all weekend. Right now, cloudy, 46 degrees here at Radio Park with the Flying Machine. And smile, a little smile for me.
You really should accept this time he's gone for good. He'll never come back now, even though he said he would. So darling, dry your eyes. So many other guys would give the world, I'm sure, to wear the shoes he wore. Oh, come on.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Rose.
love's coming to an end. But darling, only now are you free to start again. Lift up your pretty chin, don't let those tears begin. You're a big girl now, and you'll pull through somehow. Oh, come on.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemary. You must keep on.
Takes you back to the psychedelic days, huh? Flying Machine, smile a little smile for me. 6:42, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. You have a tattoo you regret getting? Want to get it removed? Well, Pete Davidson removed 30% of his tattoos so far and has spent $200,000 doing it. He says it will take him another 10 years to complete. He hasn't even gotten to his torso or back yet. So two questions. First of all, why did you get all the tattoos and why do you want them off? I mean, this guy's body was completely covered with tattoos. It's got to be a painful experience, huh? Whoa. It's 6:42, local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN with Sam and Dave. Hold on.
Don't you ever be sad. Lean on me in times of bad. When the day comes and you're down and I'm in trouble and I'm about to drown, just hold on. I'm coming. Hold on. I'm coming. I'm on my way. You're covered. If you get cold, yeah, I will be your cover. Don't have to worry, cause I'm here. Don't need to suffer, baby, cause I'm here. Just hold on. I'm coming. Hold on. I'm coming. Hold on. I'm coming. Hold on. I'm coming. Look at it. Reach out to me for satisfaction.
Timeless hits along with local news, WRJN 99.9 FM and Racine 98.1 FM Kenosha, and everywhere the legendary AM frequency of 1400. 6:45 on your, what is today, Friday already? Friday morning. It's also National Distracted Driving Awareness Month in April. A whopping 72% of people eat while they're driving. They admit to having some risky meals in the driver's seat, too. Like, could you imagine driving and the guy's eating barbecue ribs or a bowl of hot soup while driving? Here are some other things we cop to doing. Getting ready while driving. 27% of drivers admit to working on their appearance while driving. That means changing clothes, shaving, putting on makeup, or painting their nails while driving. Creating content while driving, too. 74% of people say the most embarrassing distraction is filming videos or creating social media content while driving. Here's something I found interesting one day. I'm going to a meeting with our general manager. This is several years ago at the radio station. And I see a very important person at the convention. Very important person driving next to us, reading the newspaper in his car while driving on the interstate at 70 miles an hour. He had the newspaper on the steering wheel, reading it while driving on the interstate. He didn't see us next to him. And I never said to anybody it was him, but wow. I mean, that's risky. 646, local news, time to sit at WRJN.
Looking for a place where comfort meets care? Come visit Home Harbor Racine Assisted Living on Saturday, May 3rd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for an open house. Enjoy light refreshments, guided tours of their beautiful community, and meet the compassionate team who make Home Harbor feel like home. Whether you're planning for yourself or a loved one, the staff are ready to answer your questions, provide helpful information, and assist with applications. Home Harbor Racine, where your next chapter begins with peace of mind. Welcome home to Home Harbor.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
So, you want to buy a house. You could go online, do your research, find the dream listing, go see it, and get catfished. Back to the drawing board. More scheduling, more viewings, more, this doesn't even look like the photos. You could finally find one that does match the photos. Then comes the offer. Stress rush? Yep, make that three. And here's the paperwork. Yep, never-ending paperwork. It's a lot. But you don't have to do it alone. Because there's an agent who's a realtor here to guide and help protect you as you find the home that's right for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. Right by you.
Good morning, doctor.
Doctor?
Hi, doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Eco Minute powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Trump administration wants big changes to the Endangered Species Act. The law has long been interpreted as including protections for habitat on the premise that destroying a species' food and shelter harms the species itself. But now the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service said in a proposed rule that degrading or destroying habitat should not be considered harm. Habitat loss is the single biggest driver of wildlife extinction. State officials say someone illegally shot and killed a bull elk near the city of Black River Falls. The animal was one of the primary breeding bulls in an effort to reestablish populations of elk in central Wisconsin. It was wearing a GPS radio collar and there were trail cameras nearby, but the DNR says it still needs the public's help to find the shooter. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I wanna move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Try to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band. Take me to the hotel. Baggage gone. Oh, well, come on.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's lawn mowing season. Oh, goody. But are you doing it correctly? According to a lawn care expert, one of the biggest mistakes people make is never sharpening the blades on their mower. Now, if it's too dull, you're just ripping the grass instead of cutting it. And don't get it too sharp, though, because that's not good either. Razor sharp blades are more likely to chip if you hit a rock. You want them to be as sharp as a kitchen knife, not as sharp as a razor blade. For the first time, I'm trying to get somebody to mow my lawn. I've been mowing my lawn since I'm 13 years old. I've been mowing lawns. I'm done. I figure this is it. I'm going to see if I get the neighbor kid to mow my lawn for me. I'm going to pay him, but I want him to mow my lawn with me. All right. So let's all get out there now and get those lawns cut. It's growing. You can see it's growing already. Jim Croce, you don't mess around with Jim at WRJN.
Up down got its hustlers. The Bowery got its bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim. A walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Jim, I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Hey, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street, he drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't speak. Got a two-piece custom-made for you. Yeah, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with a slave.
Jim Croce, you don't mess around with Jim. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN at 6:55. You ever see those terms and agreement things you do online? You get it's a big, like, 5 pages of information you don't read. Just check off accept on it. Maybe you should read it because you've promised you will never use Apple's music app to make nuclear or chemical weapons. You don't even realize you signed it. There's a line in the terms and agreements and conditions that you agree that prohibit you from building chemical or nuclear weapons with anything you find on their website. Yeah, but I had my fingers crossed when I signed it, right? So it doesn't matter. DC5.
Here they come again. Mm-hmm. Catch us if you can. Mm-hmm. Time to get a move on. Mm-hmm. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. If you can. Now we gotta run. Mm-hmm. No more time for fun. Mm-hmm. When we're getting angry, mm-hmm, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 We'll be right back.
come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We were young with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
There you go, DC5, catch us if you can. 657, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Cloudy, chance of showers. Highs near 49 today, partly cloudy, lows 40 tonight. Sunshine tomorrow and Sunday, highs 49 on Saturday, 54 on Sunday. Looking good, cloudy, 46 right now, right here at Radio Park. Can't wait for driverless cars. A few passengers say they were trapped inside a Waymo driverless taxi in Austin, Texas. One said, cars kept honking us, and the car wouldn't move. Wouldn't let us out of the car either. Doors were locked. It only did it after we threatened to go live on TikTok. Now, who did they threaten? The computer in the car to go on TikTok? How does that happen? I'm nervous about these driverless cars. I don't even like being a passenger in a car with another driver.
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? How the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic.
Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. You know what time it is? It's 7 o'clock on the nose. Let's do news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A rosary at Rome's Basilica of St. Major Mary, where a funeral and burial will be held for Pope Francis tomorrow. CBS's Tina Krause.
The Vatican has released an image of Pope Francis's tomb, made from marble with the simple inscription Franciscus. The Pope also approved a break in tradition just last year, removing the centuries-old practice of popes being buried in three coffins.
President Trump and former President Biden are expected to arrive in Rome today. Thousands of people spent a second night filing past the St. Make that Pope's coffin.